This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hello and welcome back to the App Betches podcast. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Jordana. And little behind the scenes info for you guys. We are recording this a couple days early because Sammy is going to Japan.
Yeah.
Which I'm very excited about. But if we don't talk about any sort of like anything interestingly breaking happens between Tuesday and Thursday, if we didn't cover it, it's because we recorded this early. Not because we're incompetent, even though we are also incompetent.
We're deeply sorry.
Yes.
Right. That's why you listen. That's why you listen. So you get.
There could be a big breaking story that we just don't cover because we didn't want to. So, but that's not the case here.
No, we usually at least address that the story happened and say we don't care.
Right.
So at least there's that. You know, it's not that we're, look, there's only so much room in a news coverage story. This is how I do the morning announcements every day. I choose the most important things. You can't report on everything.
You can't.
You know, we report on what we think is most important. So it's our show.
True. That's true. Yeah. If you want someone who thinks other things are more important, you can find a different show. Anyway.
Indeed.
Yes.
Capitalism.
Are you excited for Japan?
I really am. I was thinking about it. I was like, this is actually I don't think about like my bucket list as a ranked thing.
Yeah.
Because like, whatever. I can't be thinking about things that I'm not going to do for a really long time. I have to think about what I'm doing today. Barely even
well
good
a bucket
at that.
List isn't like I want to do this in a while. It's like things I want to just do, right?
Right. Yeah. I would say though that like in reality Japan is probably at the top of my bucket list.
Why?
Like, because I think it's just somewhere that I've just always felt the most interested in going, that is a foreign country that I have not been to. I mean, I think
it seems very cool culturally. Yeah.
Right. It's very far. It's very distinct in terms of like it's even in terms of other nearby Asian countries. It's very much its own culture.
I mean, our friend Diane loved it so much that she moved there.
I actually don't think that's why she moved there. She moved there because her husband got a job there.
She told me that they went on a trip there and they like really loved it. And then that's why he like applied for a job there. It was like their plan. That's what I heard.
I know, but like
Diane, if you're listening, and we're telling this.
I think it's
story
kind of
wrong.
Like a mix. Like I think it's kind of like they were open to it. Did they? Are you sure they went there first before? I don't remember her going there.
No, they went on a vacation there and they loved it. And then he like applied for
a
job there.
I don't remember her going on vacation there at all.
I mean,
but she goes everywhere, like weird and exotic.
Well, when you go there, since you'll be spending some time with her,
I'll ask
find
her.
Out what
I'll
the actual
the
order. Find out what the order of events was, because I'm pretty sure it's true. And that was, and when the fact that she did that made me think like, oh my God, like she loved it so much that she moved there. Maybe I should go, because Japan is not really on my bucket list.
Really?
Although I would
go. Yes.
If I'm being totally honest, like the top places I want to visit involve like some aspect of like beach sun, like beautiful beach. Like a beautiful beach is very high on my like list. Of like
there are places on my bucket list like that. Like I really want to go to like Mauritius. It's really hard to get to.
Is that how you pronounce it?
What did you think it was?
Mauritius?
Mauritius?
Mauritius? Mauritius?
Mauritius. Like
I have no idea. I've never heard anyone say it, but yeah.
Mauritius?
I've never heard anyone say it.
I think
before.
It's Mauritius. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But either way, I will clarify Diane's timeline about moving to Japan. I'm sure everyone's very curious. Here's the thing. Diane has lived it. She lived in Uruguay? Diane will happily live
anywhere.
She didn't
live in Uruguay.
No, she went for like 3 weeks in college.
That's not
like
living there.
Guatemala. Okay. No, she went. Okay.
It's
it was
a
like
long
a month.
Vacation.
It was like a month. No, it was like a month. Okay. It was like a month long thing. She'll live anywhere for a month.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's not like.
I mean, I would live anywhere for a month, I guess.
But she actually does live anywhere for a month. Like Mexico City, more adventurous. But either way, I'm not, this trip is different than all my other trips, because usually I plan our vacations like to the minute and with alternatives. This time I was like, fuck it. I'm not doing anything. You all take care of it. And I will be wherever.
Who's you all?
Avi, Diane. Those are the all.
Okay.
I'm like, you guys take care of it. I am going to
impressive.
Attend.
I would never trust Mike to do that. So that's, I'm proud of you that you've relinquished control.
I do trust Avi because he is good at like the deets. And Diane, okay. I trust because she lives there.
Lives there.
And
yes.
Yeah. So I'm excited to like also not have to be in charge.
What kind of things are you doing? Are there hikes?
I believe there's at least, I think there is.
What's
like
the terrain like?
I don't think it's like you go to hike, but something may involve a long walk to go see, you know, I think there's a lot of walking because you go see a lot of sites, like different ancient.
Right.
And modern
and then you're going
sites.
Skiing.
And we're going skiing in Niseko. And I'm most, but can I tell you what I'm most excited for?
Is it going to be annoying to like drag your ski shit across the country?
Yeah, it's very annoying to drag your ski shit across the country, but like I'm still going to do it. Okay. Although someone just told me that they have like luggage handlers that you can like pay. That's like a very common thing. I don't know. I guess I'll find out when we get there. We have a system where I roll the luggage and Avi carries the ski bags.
That seems fair.
Yeah. It's fine. But yeah, no, very excited. I am most excited for the food though, particularly right. The sushi rice. And
just the rice.
I'm passionate about sushi rice.
What about the sashimi? I feel like it's going to be fresh.
Yeah, but it will be fresh, but I'm more excited to see how they prepare their rice with great care.
Will you have some ramen for me? I love ramen.
I will definitely have ramen for you. I can even bring you back some goodies maybe.
Yeah, if you see any like ramen that looks like it would travel well, I'll take
one of
those.
There's definitely like some packaged ramen that will travel well.
I know, but
sure.
Like good ones, you know? I don't know.
Upscale? Like,
I don't know. It's tough because like it's just not the same experience when it's packaged. So I'm kind of, part of me is like, why bother? It, like don't even
No, because
yourself.
It's packaged there. It's not our right. Packaged ramen. I'll get you something.
If you see something
I'll
find, that looks
you
looks
know I'll
good.
Find something. Yeah. I'll find something to buy.
I'm a ramen, as you know, I love soup. So I'm a ramen yes. enthusiast, and that would be like a big part of what I was doing there if I were there.
I wonder if they have like a ramen powder that you can like make into ramen soup regularly. Like I could get you like a soup mix.
Maybe like just to flavor it.
Yeah.
It could
I'm going to look
I don't
for
know.
That.
Do some research.
I'm really excited for those souffle pancakes. You know, the really fluffy ones.
I actually don't think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, well. I'll post them when I get them.
Okay.
I'm kind of excited to like take pictures.
How many different cities are you going to?
Three. Okay. Tokyo, Kyoto, and Niseko. I'll put a guide on Betches Travel.
Ooh. Yeah, do it.
Okay. You going to read the shit out of that guide?
I would only read it if I were going to Japan. I wouldn't just read it just to
support your friend.
Yeah. I actually don't really like just like reading about other like people's travel experience. Like if I was like, if you can come back and I'm like, tell me about your trip. Like, I think we've talked about this before.
We talk about this actually every time someone goes on a trip.
I just want, I don't really want to know like the details or the fun things you did. I want to know like the craziest thing that happened and that's it. I want to know like the one peak. I don't need to know like all of it.
Okay. Fair. I mean, I understand.
But I'll be following along on your Instagram. So I won't like really need you to do an intense explanation.
You're right. All right. Well, anyone else can follow along on my Instagram as well.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning. And that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable and it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft custom milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their zip footy pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
Around the office, we have so many colorful framed art prints and photos. It creates such a fun atmosphere, and it gives our space that unique Betches character. I wanted to frame some stuff at home too, but custom framing can be so difficult and so expensive. So the things I want to display end up collecting dust in a closet. But Framebridge makes it easy and affordable to get your special artwork and memories in frames so you can spice up your space with ease. I love Framebridge. I framed my ketubah for my wedding. The process was unbelievably easy. They send you a canister to send in your artwork. They send you a few different options of ways that they can frame it. You get to pick. They're actually helping me also design the frame that works best with the picture and best for my home. And getting custom frames can be difficult. Framebridge is easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a retail store if you need some guidance. You can also upload a digital photo for them to print or mail your item in using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Then Framebridge custom frames your piece in the studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
Should we talk about some pop culture news?
I guess.
Okay. You guess. All right. There have been a lot of like
here, right?
There are a lot of like relationship headlines, so you should be interested.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that's true. We talk about this and you up end of the year. People are breaking up, people are getting together. That's... Beware of literally every single day of the year.
Why are people break up at the end of the year?
I think the holidays sort of like mark a time of
renewal.
Yeah. One, it's like renewal going into the year. You're like evaluating everything from the year. Also, I think there's a lot of like stress around like, where are you inviting me to your family's Christmas event? Are we spending New Year's together? And and this is more for like couples that are not like established couples. If they're not trying to spend New Year's with you, it's over. Right. Like,
unless they have a pre-scheduled trip that was like scheduled before the relationship.
Sure. There are like, as with everything, there are exceptions. But generally speaking, if you're not really invited to the New Year's plans, if they're not inviting you home for the holidays, it's probably not happening.
I think that's probably true.
Charlie says facts happened to me last year.
Last year.
But now he's a boyfriend. Never mind.
Okay. So not facts.
So you are the exception. Okay.
Well, okay. Holly, I think you told me there was like a break between that. So it's like, yo, he ghosted after the new year last year.
And you guys are together now.
There was a break. Yeah, but he had to.
We might need you on
you up. It took a bunch of months. Oh, yeah. Right. We love having she said she'll come on. That'll be fun. So I think it took, just based on what she's told me, it took a bunch of months for him to get his act together and come back. But now he's back. So it took about a year. She'll tell the story on you up.
Yeah. We'll have to have you on. That sounds.
Will you share texts and stuff? Will you share texts for sure?
Sure. Good. Great.
Oh,
okay.
Good. This is gonna be fun. Yeah. Right. I can't wait to listen. He was Tombstone in my phone for months. Okay.
So there's a wedding our story page
in the grave.
If I've ever heard one.
Yeah. It really is graveyard theory. Oh, is it? If you put him a tombstone on his phone number, he'll come back. It's like Jesus resurrect, called like the Jesus theory. He gets resurrected.
Interesting.
All right. Well, okay. So anyway, new year, new relationships. Candace knows about the graveyard theory. Do you know about the graveyard theory?
Who invented this? TikTok?
Probably.
Okay.
TikTok invents everything.
As the head of a social media company, I'm not really on TikTok much.
Right.
You guys should know.
What are you on, Jordana? What are you on?
Facebook? I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. And
it's so embarrassing.
Listen, Facebook is like a sleeper hit. I like Facebook. It's nostalgic.
I know what you're talking about because I went on Facebook the other day. I don't remember why. To look at some particular thing I was specifically looking for. And I went on and I was like, oh, this has some interesting information I'm unaware of. But like, I don't want to like scroll. I don't want to check it more than once a day. Max.
I get a lot of news from there.
Great.
Amazing.
No, like not from like unreputable sources. Like I follow like real publications and they come up on my feed.
Like the Atlantic.
Yeah. And then here's the other thing is like, because there's Facebook stories now.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll find like, I'll just find out random updates from like people that I haven't seen or spoken to in years because I'm not friends with them on Instagram, but I was.
Have you learned anything
Facebook
interesting?
Facebook friends.
Anything you want to share? With the class?
Nothing that anyone on listening to the show would care about, but just
what
saying.
About that I would care about?
I don't know. I'd have to like really think about it.
So what's next time the overlap of people who care?
Next time I see one, I will let you know. Sometimes it's just me who cares.
Okay. All right. Let me know.
Anyway, I can't be on TikTok. It's a shit show on there.
It is a shit show.
I find Facebook non-stressful. I think TikTok is stressful. I think Facebook is not stressful.
It depends on what algorithm you got caught on because I love my algorithm. I just have like people talking about interesting stuff.
Okay. Well,
maybe you need a better algorithm. Anyway, should we talk about some couples?
Yes.
Star-crossed lovers Bad Bunny and Kendall Jenner have split. They have reportedly broken up after less than a year of dating, though neither have publicly commented. So okay. What do you think? Did this relationship make a lot of sense to you ever?
I don't know. I don't know really much about Bad Bunny's personality. Nor
do you know much about Kendall Jenner's personality?
Yeah.
The personality.
She seems quiet. Quieter member of the family, relatively.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Facts.
I don't know. Does she say anything interesting ever?
Just that she insists she knows how to cut a cucumber.
Right. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years, and nothing has transformed my life quite as much as my therapy experience. And one of the things that I love about therapy is that it gives me all the tools I need to figure out how to manage my time, and also figuring out what depletes me, what gives me energy. Sometimes too much socializing depletes me, so I've learned how to manage the amount of time that I'm going out versus staying in, the amount of new people I'm meeting versus making sure I have that me time for myself, and that's definitely a skill that I've honed in therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/betches. For years, I've been using men's razors because the quality of razors for women is seriously questionable. But disposable men's razors feel like settling. I finally tried the Athena Club razor I've been seeing online, and it was truly the easiest, smoothest shave ever. My old razors, honestly, they would rust up so quickly, and the shave I would get was so dull. My legs would get super dry. It would just be like an uncomfortable razor experience. But this razor is truly worth the hype. If you haven't tried it, you really need to give it a shot. Step up your shaving game now with Athena Club's award-winning razor kit. It's seriously the best on the market, and here's why. First of all, the Athena Club razor kit is an absolute steal at just $10. But don't let the price fool you. This razor packs a serious punch. It comes with a beautifully made ergonomic handle and two super sharp razor heads that deliver an incredibly smooth shave every time. You also get a game-changing magnetic hook in the razor kit for easy storage. This means no sitting your razor on the edge of your tub, no more goopy blades, no more razor falling down your shower floor in the middle of the night. Athena Club's razor glides effortlessly thanks to those 5 precision engineered blades. The blades are perfectly spaced out to let your hair pass through with each stroke, and you'll experience less irritation, which is always a win in my book. Are you ready to upgrade your shaving experience? Switch to the best razor on the market and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Head over to athenaclub.com to try their award-winning razor and body products and get 20% off your purchase with code BETCHES at checkout. You can also find Athena Club razors at your local Target store. Trust me, you won't look back. Happy shaving. This is funny. I feel like you know that Kardashian Jenners are like pretty aware that they have nothing to say because none of them have ever started a podcast. which is kind of interesting. Yeah. Now that you think about it, that's the one thing they just like have not touched. They just have not touched it.
Yeah. And that's smart. Well, Kylie used to talk on stories and like Keek and shit. I watched the House of Kardashians documentary on Peacock, which is like Caitlyn's telling of the family. There's three episodes. It was honestly good. It was more like, it was just an angle that like they wouldn't make for themselves.
What did you learn?
It was more like about Chris, honestly. It was more about Chris's like early, like how Chris grew up, her early relationships, like how she and
she wasn't involved in the documentary?
No, none of them
just Caitlin.
Just Caitlin, and like Heather McDonald was in it, and there were a few others, some others that were like relevant, but it was, Joe Francis. They talk about like how Chris and Kim actively marketed Kim's sex tape, but then pretended like it was like released. Also was interesting was so how she started her relationship with Paris Hilton was Joe Francis. Basically, like Kim got that job like doing Paris's closet, but it wasn't like, it was in like a chic way. Like, you know how like closet organizers will do that as a hobby, you know?
Okay.
So Joe Francis was like, if you go and you like drive my Bentley there, you'll seem like an equal to Paris Hilton and like you'll be her friend, like not just her closet organizer. So that's kind of how he convinced her. Like they wanted to be famous. They were trying. Right. Of course.
I mean, very much. So he was like, don't pitch a reality show about your family if you don't want to be famous.
Right. But like they were really thinking about, like they were really strategic about it. It was like in no way, in any way an accident. Like, so he was like, if you try to be Paris's equal, you'll get like, you can be her friend. And then like they started going out together and, you know,
right.
That's, it all went from there. But it actually like explored that in a way, in detail, in a way that the Kardashians never talk about for themselves. So it was very interesting, I felt.
Okay.
And when it talked about, you know, Caitlyn's transition and like how she told the children about it and like that experience from before, in the documentary she says that she wants to be called Bruce to refer to the times when she was Bruce.
Okay.
So she talks about meeting Chris and like how before that, like at the time he wanted to transition, but because he met Chris, that like kind of,
I can imagine like, being on a reality show, if you're thinking about transitioning, you might be like, oh, maybe I'll do this later.
No, like 24 years earlier before when they met, like after
and
Rob
Chris
Kardashian. No, I don't think Chris knew until, no. And one of the Kardashian producers was actually the one who broke the news like a few years ago that Bruce was transitioning to Chris.
Why was he the one to her, not to like the media?
Yeah, no, to Chris.
Got it.
Yeah. Because they were doing the show and they were like separated.
I thought like that Caitlyn sort of said that like Chris kind of knew the whole time.
I think kind of had an idea, but not that like it was happening. Like that, like they were actually doing the surgeries.
Right. Yeah. Haven't heard much about Caitlyn in a while.
I think that's because people don't really like her because she kind of like acts like a bit of an asshole despite.
Yeah. Like, Brody Jenner seems to like really hate her.
Really? I want to know more about that.
Yeah. I think Brody Jenner is kind of like, he like sort of abandoned her whole family.
Yeah. No, they talk about, I mean, this is controlled by Caitlyn, so it's definitely more of like a, from that perspective.
And then he also, Brody Jenner was like, and then when Bruce was transitioning, he also chose like my wife's name as his name, which was like kind of weird.
That is, yeah, that is weird.
Which I think he also thought was weird.
And also like a K sounding name, but spelled it with a C on purpose. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just interesting, regardless of, you know,
right,
anything.
Yeah,
but anyway, no. Kendall and Bad Bunny are broken up from that very real relationship.
Yes. Well, I don't have much to say about that breakup. I guess that's one I don't really care about, if I'm being totally honest.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think even they care, maybe.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I don't think the world cares.
But you know who is together now? Another BB, Benny Blanco and Selena Gomez, your favorite.
Good for Selena. She did like a serious hard launch for him. I think Taylor is inspiring some like celebrities just being out there, not like trying to like hint at shit. I think Taylor Swift probably inspired Selena to just be like, post a picture of you guys making out. Who cares?
I could see that, especially with these two. But also Selena's like, I say this as non-derogatory, unhinged a little bit online. So it's not like she really needs Taylor's pushing,
I guess. Although she's been in a lot of relationships that have been more like subtle.
No, but I'm talking about her. She's letting it fly online lately. That's kind of
what else has she been doing?
She's just kind of like posting just very openly, like not restrained.
Okay.
You know, comments. I mean, I don't mean this in a negative way. I mean, like, I like it. I hope people start using social media like more real, but like she'll say she's taking a break and then she'll come back like an hour later. Not 1 hour, but you know, it's like very, very soon after. But so I'm excited for her. I'm very excited the fact that she is in a relationship and she seems happy. That she says that he has treated her better than any human being on this planet, and he's the best thing that's ever happened to her.
Wow. How long have they been dating?
Unclear, but okay, they worked together on her track single soon, remember, that came out in August. He also was at her birthday party in July, and he worked with The Weeknd and Justin Bieber, which
okay, so maybe like 6 months-ish, let's say.
She's dating Justin Bieber's close friend.
I think that's not an accident.
Probably not. So I'm excited about this. I am rooting for them, and I hope that
same. I want
he's
Selena
nice to her
to be happy. I don't really know much about him, I have to say.
No, me either. Me either, but we'll learn, I'm sure. Also, I feel that she is more like happy with herself and her relationship these days. Do you know what I mean?
With like this relationship, you're saying?
Just herself. And now like,
I think it's like a constant journey with her. I think some days she's probably doing really well and some days she's not, especially if you're saying she's kind of like unhinged on social and taking breaks and then coming back in an hour.
I don't mean unhinged like in the way that the bad way. I mean unhinged in like the Gen Z way, like good.
But she's not Gen Z.
I know, but I'm saying the word the way like Gen Zs use it.
Okay.
Like it means clowny, kind of.
Okay.
Like the way we would use, no one says clowny except like us, but right. But that's, you know what I mean by that
yeah,
word.
I do.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
like it's positive unhinged.
Right. Okay. Well, good for her. Excited for her. Demi Lovato's engaged. Again, I didn't know she like wasn't engaged or like was dating someone, to be totally honest.
Well, now you know.
Now I know.
Do you know who she's engaged to?
I mean, I know because it says it in the outline, but I don't know what that name means. To you? Do you know this person?
No, I didn't. But okay. Like, I haven't really been following Demi Lovato that closely. So anyway, she's engaged to Jordan Lutz, aka Jutes. He's a songwriter. They met in January 2022 when they co-wrote her song Substance. And he popped the question with a huge pear-shaped diamond solitaire ring. Let me click in and look
at
this ring.
Let's take a look here.
Let's take a look at this ring. Let's zoom in. Oh, that's gorgeous.
I can't
remember.
Wow,
it's just it's a big pear.
It's just a big ass. Oh,
big ass pear.
You have a pear, right?
I do have a pear. It's not that big. And it has a halo around it because it's not as big as that. That's gorgeous.
Yeah, that's a big ass ring.
If I were maybe doing my ring over, I'd get that ring.
Why? Your ring's beautiful.
No, I'm not actually doing my ring over, and I would never buy a ring. That is a huge ass ring.
Maybe if you meet her, ask her if she wants to trade.
Yeah, you could have mine. It's like a quarter of yours. No.
Well,
anyway, that's okay. Good. Love is loving. I'm not opposed to it.
Yes.
And good for them. I hope that they're happy. I hope that Selena's happy. I hope that Kendall and Bad are
Bunny. Everyone is happy.
Are Bunny or Bad are happy separately.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
You know what I'm happy about? What? That there's going to be an American Girl movie.
Ooh.
I mean, the dolls are taking over. We've
They're
made,
back.
Look, there's not enough female heroines dolls that we can make movies about. We need to move on to the dolls. Too much female representation, not enough doll representation in Hollywood.
Is American Girl Mattel? I thought Mattel was making all these like doll movies now that Barbie was a hit.
American Girl is from the company, it's like the Pleasant Company or something. Who makes American Girl?
That's a lot of pressure on your company HR.
Yeah, Pleasant. Mattel acquired the brand in 1998.
Oh, so that they are, so this is another Mattel production.
Yeah, and ownership. Oh, Pleasant Roland is the Pleasant Company. Is the name of the company. It was founded by the writer of the books, Pleasant Roland.
But they sold to Mattel.
They sold to Mattel in 1998, wouldn't you? I mean,
yeah, of course.
Yeah, we did, kind of, figuratively.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I love American Girl. How do you feel about American Girl?
I never had one because, like, I think my parents got Becky one, my sister one, and they were kind of like share, but she didn't really share. So I just like never really had one. But maybe I'll get one, you know, one day. It's a little late. Maybe I'll have a daughter and I'll get her one.
I feel very lucky that a few years ago when American Girl did like a collaboration, they sent me a Samantha doll. And so I have a Samantha doll in the package to hand down. She's in my closet over there. Whenever there is a daughter or someone else's, you know, if I'm an daughter, auntie, someone else's daughter. But either way, I just think it's cool. And we have the same name. And I like that.
It's very cool. Yeah.
I love American Girl. It does help that there's a lot of characters.
Yeah. A lot of characters to go around. I'm a fan.
Huge fan. Yeah. It's like, that is like one of, you know, people say America has no culture.
We have American Girls.
Yeah, exactly.
And then do you want to talk about the piece of Taylor news that's out?
What's the Taylor news?
Something about she's tipping someone. It's very big news.
Oh, that picture. No, was that the picture?
Yeah, I think that was the picture.
Yeah, it does. Oh, she was tipping the food runners from her suite. She was tipping people $100. I mean, she has a lot of money, so good. She's very well known for doing that.
You're tipping well?
What I'm more interested in, well, first, what I... We have a roundup of the best memes made out of Taylor's tipping picture on the website, betches.com. What I have a question about is why, first of all, last night I saw first I'll start here. We talked about engagement. We've been talking about it for past 2 weeks. I may have a revision in my prediction.
Well, it seems like there might be some trouble in paradise.
I agree. I don't know what grounds you're thinking that on, but I sense a vibe shift. I sense that somebody got his name in the Wall Street Journal and made his way into someone's Time Person of the Year piece. And somebody has a...
Wait, not can you... I don't know what you're talking about. So can you just tell
Travis,
me?
Travis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Travis did what?
He was in her... He made his way... He got a Wall Street Journal piece.
Right.
He was in her Time Person of the Year piece. And First of all, you hear all these, he does not show up on her birthday. Fine. I'll give him that. He has football practice. Fine. But there's all these.
He's supposed to be throwing her this big party.
Right. Exactly. All this reporting about this party.
A little late.
Where's the party? First of all, she was with you. She came all the way to New England to watch you and your shit. I saw him drop a ball. It was very, they won, but whatever. I saw a very unflattering drop by Travis, regardless. Where's her party? What? Their party, they party after every game. Why didn't he do her birthday party after that game? Okay, that's number one. Number two.
Holly thinks maybe it's this weekend.
Sure, okay, Holly. Whatever. Sure, whatever. Why wouldn't you? Okay.
A little late.
I thought, okay. I was willing to give it to Saturday night. Unless maybe he needs to like get the ring made. I don't know. But then that's what I was thinking. I was like, oh, maybe it will be next week. He has to get the ring made. They have Christmas, whatever the fuck. Then I saw an article on The Messenger that has an exclusive source that says that engagement is not on the horizon. Wait, I sent it to myself last night at like 3 a.m.
Not on the horizon.
Not on the horizon. Hold on.
I can't believe he talked to him so much game about this big party. He probably has never planned a party before and he thought it would be like really easy.
He has employees. No, okay.
Maybe the employees are busy like with the fact that he's in season.
It's really not that hard to plan a party. It's really not when you have all the money he has.
That's true. You can do anything.
Make
someone
plan you a party. It's like, also, it's not like, here's the thing, you can't do anything, but you can certainly plan a decent party.
Just send your assistant to Stop and Shop to pick up a bunch of Solo cups. It's not that
okay.
hard.
Okay. All right. Jordana, literally all he has to do is hire one party planner who does it. It's really even easier than like telling the assistant what to do. You like get a party planner. They do the whole thing. You know?
Right. Maybe he didn't want to interview party planners.
You don't need to. You don't think he knows a party planner? You don't think his sister-in-law has a party planner?
Maybe.
Okay. Either way, he is a party planner. Regardless, this is the news. There are no plans for an engagement anytime soon. The source exclusively told The Messenger. Amid rumors that the Kansas City Chiefs tight end was planning on popping the question, there is no engagement at this time.
Of course not.
Wait, no.
I never thought there was
going to
be engagement. There were reports
just like this one that there's not, that there was.
It's almost like you can't trust the reports.
You can't trust the reports. That's why I still believe that the song Slut is about bearding with Harry Styles. Anyway.
The outline says that they didn't leave together or some shit. If you date a football player, do you have to go to all their games? That sounds so boring.
No. I think if you marry a football player, you do though.
That seems like excessive. It's like, you have to go to all, like, why do I have to go to work with you just because we're married?
Well, because the work is like once. It's like, look, I don't think you have to go to every single
one.
Now
we both have two. Now I have two jobs. So I have to go to your job and my job.
Well, in a lot of these cases, like the wife is not having a job other than being the wife.
Taylor has a job though. I'm surprised she like can squeeze in all these games.
Taylor is benefiting from doing this. Like
how?
She has picked up so many fans of people who were like not fans of hers before.
Interesting.
And it solidified her being like homecoming queen of America.
Right. I think this is like really patching up some like weird like high school insecurities of Taylor's of like not dating the football player.
I can give you lyrical proof of that. You know, in life, you'll do things greater than date the guy on the football team. Obviously, she was worrying about it. Well, she has. I mean, Holly says that's a good theory. It's like, of course, that's what she's doing. Like, that's the whole thing with the squad is like, she wants to be, you know, she wants
cool.
to. Cool. She wants to be cool. I get it. She has childhood wounds that she needs to work through. And she's not like normal.
Yeah.
I don't know. She always felt like she was weird, like an outsider. Yeah. She's on the outside looking in. Obviously.
I mean, there was like an entire time, maybe it was like 2013, where everyone thought that she like embodied the like horse girl, like a girl
she
who loves
does.
Horses.
Do you remember? And that's fine.
That was like a big thing about her.
Yeah. And that's fine. The thing is, I actually think what people really liked about her in the Folklore and Evermore era and Midnight's partially is that like she really was embracing that energy as her. And I think that's when she made some of her best, most honest music, ironically, even though it was narrative storytelling. And I think that that's when she was most like herself, but she doesn't, she still has this like need to feel cool and like the best and just the most popular. But, and now she's kind of back in that era of like, I'm cool. I'm dating on the football team.
Right.
But also like, it makes good art. It's a show. We all want to watch it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care. Good for her. But I don't think this is going to last. But we will see.
How long do you think it's going to last now?
What did I say before? 3 years? I might be bumping that down to, well, I said this last week that if they don't make the Super Bowl, it's over. And again, I have no idea what the likelihood of that is or isn't. But if they do make the Super Bowl, I give it a year.
I'm bumping it down to 6 months.
What? You said 15 years.
I know. Well,
you said 15 years a month ago.
Okay. Well, I just, no, that was less than a month ago. It was 2 weeks ago. No, I just, I'm changing my mind.
Holly, what do you think? Write it in the chat.
Yeah, Holly, what do you think?
Oh, she said forever last. That was her.
They're dying together.
Yes. Her prediction was forever. Yours was 15 years. And now you're saying 6 months.
Holly says, I don't know what to feel anymore. Uh-oh, that's bad. Okay. I think it's 6 months now. Because here's the thing. I thought that they were... I actually think it's possible that not only did my prediction change, I think a dynamic could have changed. Because like, okay, you don't go from like, he's planning her party, he's going to propose, he's with her parents, then you don't get to...
I think this weekend is going to be the beginning of some breakup song lyrics.
I agree.
About him acting weird.
I agree. The moment I knew. The moment she knew. He didn't show up at her birthday.
So, Holly, wait, can you tell us about the Instagram likes he was doing?
Oh, yeah. He liked a photo of like a 22-year-old model who,
oh my God,
whatever. I was like, okay, Holly's like, she's his friend, blah, blah, blah.
Travis is a parody of himself.
Then.
Those tweets, not surprised.
Then he was doing it more. Then people found like more likes.
Recent?
Someone like went through all the people he
follows.
Were
they like thotty pics?
Yeah. And like of like younger girls, all who don't look like Taylor Swift's quote unquote type. But here's the thing. Fine. I was like, okay, maybe when he didn't like Taylor's birthday pic or like write or post anything, I was like, okay, maybe he has a Finsta.
He's not online that much this week. Busy week.
Maybe it's a busy week or he has a Finsta. And that's why he... why did he like these like other pics of these girls? So that kind of destroyed my like Finsta theory.
Right.
And because he's obviously on his account liking these other people. And someone wrote that he like whatever. Then I went into like a deep dive of like what his exes have said. I don't know if I want to like get into that.
What is
so
his ex?
Much.
Just give me like the worst.
Well, there
one.
Was the ex. There was the ex that was on the show Catching Kelsey, who said that like he cheated on her. But okay, it also seems like she was on the show, and maybe like timelines were mixed up, kind of like how they are with The Bachelor. So it's like unclear. Then his second girlfriend, who he dated for like 5 years, like the sports anchor, I think her name's Kayla Nicole. She seems like that was like a legit relationship, and they didn't get married because I think he didn't want to like commit. But she, I think, said that he found her by like liking her stuff on Instagram, like kind of progressively. So not looking great because he isn't liking Taylor's stuff. Like, go like Taylor's stuff. And then you look at it, it's like, okay, everything they have said has been in the context of PR stuff, not personal. Or it's been like things that have been reported on based on like, Taylor, he's planning a party, she's moving her stuff in. Or maybe she did move her stuff in and he didn't like it as much anymore. Or I don't know. I just don't really know. Wait, Holly says, I feel like that's a very relatable thing to talk about as a new couple. These guys just like picks blindly and it comes off as disrespectful to the new girlfriend. Like, do it in private. I feel this was a really good recent episode of You Up.
Yes,
it was.
We talked about this. Someone wrote in. She said, you know, my boyfriend I discovered follows all these like Instagram models, and I said, I like, you can't police what someone looks at, but they don't have to follow. It's like if someone was watching porn in front of you, like, fine, watch porn privately,
right?
You don't all need to see what you're doing
unless you want to do it together.
Just, you can look at it and like it, just don't like it, like publicly. Like it in your mind.
Right, it's more about just like discretion.
Don't embarrass Taylor like that. Travis is such a dude bro. Like, yeah. I'm not surprised at any of this. This is like literally what anyone you would typically see in someone. Again, I'm reverting back to his tweets. Like, that is who he is.
It is. No, I agree. And that was always sort of my feeling. I was like, what are these two going to talk about past a certain point? But there's also the like, okay, well, maybe she has enough going on in her head. She doesn't need this. And like, if he would really be like changed and matured and good to her, it could work because they're like on an equal playing field. No pun intended. But I think that maybe my original suspicions from early was that he was the dog that caught the car, you know?
Yeah.
He doesn't know what to do with it now.
This is not going to last.
How long do you think now? 6 months?
Again, I think it depends on the Super Bowl.
Nothing
is happening before the Super Bowl. There's no breakup.
I agree.
There's no engagement. Absolutely nothing before the Super Bowl. So we'll see.
Definitely no engagement now.
We'll revisit this in February.
I do think it's sketchy
see
that
how
there
Valentine's
was a
Day goes.
Oh, not well, bitch. At least that's after the Super Bowl. I think that it is question. The big sign is that the Messenger reported this exclusive source that there is no engagement. Very, very hard-handed. All right, should we send someone to the Caymans?
Yes. Who shall we send to the Caymans? Let's think. Should we send Travis for talking up sending this whole big birthday party for Taylor and then yes. not actually doing it and also liking multiple Instagram models' pictures disrespectfully?
Agreed. Just agreed. Agreed. After she did everything for him, she raised his profile. No one knew who the fuck he was a month ago.
I certainly didn't.
It's a high bar.
Okay.
Yeah, no, so he's going because he was disrespectful. And where about her birthday? There's so many things that she's written about her birthday. She showed up at her party. You have to do these things, Travis. This is part of dating Taylor Swift.
I also don't think he knows quite how vindictive
Taylor
is.
I
don't think he knows how vindictive Taylor is, and this is not going to end well for him. Let's see.
We're watching. We're on Travis watch.
Yes. Okay. Travis, you're in danger.
Next week, we have a best of episode. We're going to do the best of the year. So we're going to go record that right now. And we'll see you next week.
See you next week on the At Betches podcast.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby and Holly Wilkinson. Editing by Jazz Zapatos and Shannon Sassone. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com.
Betches.